どうぞ。
先生もすべてを教えて。啊，有一个无神论者跑去找拉比说，没有上帝了。
无神论者 ，there is a atheist. Thank you. There's an atheist went to Rama and said there is no God.
然后拉比问他说，那你看过圣经没有
？So the rabbi asked, "Have you read the Bible before?"
圣经什么好读的
？And the atheist says that, "Well, what's there to read?"
那你有没有读过一些哲学的书
？And he asked, "Have you read any books regarding philosophy?"
那很深奥啊。
And it's very deep.
那你有没有读过一些科学的书
？Have you read any science books?
有没有读过一些历史的书
？How about books of history?
我说都没有读。
And the atheist says, "No, I have not."
他说。啊，那你不是无神论者，你是无知者。
The rabbi said that you are not an atheist, you're just ignorant.
很多人说没有上帝。
Many people said that there is no God.
今天很奇妙，上帝感动几个都出来说这里有上帝。
It's very wonderful. I see many people testify that there is God here.
因为我坐这边听啊，梁梁牧师讲的时候，真感动我，要讲这件事。
When I was here listening to Pastor Daniel previously, God has told me that to share this message.
有人说没有上帝。
Somebody said that there is no God.
你有没有资格这样说呢？
Do you think that you have the right to make such a statement?
如果我告诉你，在我们这个房间。
If I tell you that within this the compound of this room,
有一个新加坡钱一毛钱在这个位置，在这个空间。
That there is one Singapore dollar.
Ten cents. Okay. 啊，你如果你没有找任何每一个角落，你没有资格说这里没有新加坡钱一毛钱。
If you have not searched every corner of this room, you have no right to say that there is no Singapore.
如果你真的全部找过了，那你真的有资格说没有。
But if you have searched everywhere and you really cannot find it, then you have the right to say that, well, there is no dollar here.
当你要说没有神。你真的在世界上找过吗？说我找来找去，在加州都找不到有神呢、啊。
So in the same way that you have the right to say that there's no God if you have not searched everywhere first.
那么就算你找完加州，你没有找到新加坡去。
And even if you find everywhere in the U.S., have you been to Singapore?
你没有找完整个世界，说我找了整个世界都找不到了。
Have you tried searching the whole world to see that if there is God?
大概没有人有办法去找整个世界去找上帝有没有上帝。
I don't think it's possible for someone to look through the world to try to see God.
然后做一个结论说，我整个世界都找过了，没有上帝。
And after the search, come up with the conclusion that I searched everywhere and there is no God.
就算你找完了整个世界，让我告诉你，还有银河系啊，太阳系啊。
Even if you search through the whole earth, there, let me tell you that we still have the galaxy that you have not searched.
没有人有资格说没有上帝。
So therefore, no one has the right to say that there is no God.
因为你根本没有可能去找完整个银河系、整个宇宙到底有没有神。
Because no one has ever been able to search through the entire galaxy or the universe and to say that I've done everything.
你来我们这里就找到了。
Only to come to the
Isaiah
Catholic Church to find God.
每次敬拜的时候，我都觉得敬拜就够了，下面讲道是不需要，已经感觉神很同在了。
Every time I sit through the worship service, I always think that this is good enough. I found God here.
我们的敬拜团真的非常好。
We have a very good worship team.
感谢神。那我今天要讲的题目是。我心中一直有负担要讲的。
The topic I want to share today is something that has been waiting in my heart.
为什么会有冲突？
Why do we have conflict?
Vicky 和我都有讨论过这个题目。
discussed with my wife, Vicky, previously.
今天一大清早他告诉我 ChatGPT 有不同的答案。
This morning she shared with me that ChatGPT has a version 2.
为什么会有冲突呢？
Why do we have conflict?
他就给我看，他说希望不会影响你今天讲道。
So she shared what ChatGPT said and said that I hope it won't impact your sermon today.
那么那边的答案说，因为利益冲突，所以一定会冲突，因为利益的关系就会冲突。
And ChatGPT said that it's because we have conflicts of interest. That's why there's conflict.
因为沟通不好，会吵架的。
Because of poor communication, it leads to fighting.
昨天Vicky 打电话给妈妈，我的岳母问我，你们不要吵架哈、哦。
Vicky called my mom yesterday, and then my mom said that please don't fight.
Don't quarrel.
Oh, do not quarrel.
发言，还没有到打架。然后我要回答了，我他已经挂电话了。
When I was going to give a response, she hung up the phone.
我们还在蜜月期啊。
We're still in the honeymoon period.
明天或者下午会不会吵还不知道啊。
It's possible it will happen tomorrow or afternoon.
Wait and see.
Let's wait and see.
冲突为什么会有？
So why do we have conflict?
人类在每一个层面都会有冲突的。
In many different aspects of the human history, there are conflicts.
国家、社会、民族、朋友、家人、夫妻都会吵架，都会有冲突。
In a country, society, cultures, friends, even family and husband, wife, there will always be room. There will always be place where we may have conflict.
那么多数的和平条约说，哎，我们不要再吵，不要再有冲突，我们签和平协议，一般上只维持两年。
Most of the peace treaty will only last up to 2 years.
为什么不能够和平相处？
So why can't we live in peace?
我们的原因是什么？
What's the reason?
我们在哪一个环节上我们出现冲突？
Where have we find the cause of conflict?
那么创世纪给我们答案。
Allow me to look through Genesis.
这个已经应该持续单，为了省时间不读了。
Let's save some time that you can read on your pamphlet for the exact verse.
那么亚当有没有责任？
Does Adam have responsibility in this conflict?
神说你吃了日子就会死。
God said that the day that you've taken the fruit, you will surely die.
亚当没死过。
But Adam has not died before.
他也没有看过人死。
And he has never seen anyone die.
就是亚当没有的经验。
So he has no concept of what it means.
看见东西是人亚当有的经验。
To see something is an experience that Adam used to have.
他看到这些果实啊，分别上的果实是悦人眼目的。
He first saw that there are fruits in the tree and that it's good to eat.
可以做食物。
That is food, good to eat.
亚当有的经验。
This is the experience that he has with his own eyes.
你要记得，按我们的经验做的选择，不一定是对的。
You have to understand that the decision we make based on our experience may not always be a good decision.
当年神给人最容易的选择，只有一样东西你不可以吃，其他的哇一大堆东西你可以吃，就是这个你不要吃。
The easiest choice God has ever given to humankind is that do not eat this fruit. You can eat anything else. But
只有一条律法，人也不能守。
There's only one law, and still human cannot keep it.
后来上帝给十条诫命。
And later on, God has given 10 commandments.
人也没有守好。
Nor has human able to keep this command.
现在每一天都有新的法律。
And in our world, every day we find there are new laws in place.
到现在也没有办法把人管理得好。
Even with all the laws, we still have a lot of problems and crime in our lives.
当然，人的罪性是其中一个原因。
Of course, we know that it's because we have a sinful nature.
人为什么有冲突？
Why do we have conflict?
当年亚当去犯这个错误、犯罪离开神，是不是他很无辜啊？
was Adam innocent when he first made his mistake?
因为如果你读圣经，分别善恶，因为撒旦引诱他的时候，你吃的日子，你就能够知道善恶。那么是不是亚当不知道善恶，左右手不分？
When in the beginning, when we heard that there is a fruit of good and evil, and when you take it, you will have this knowledge. Was Adam innocent of having to, because he does not know anything from evil?
小孩子犯错，还小了，算了，还小不懂事了，你不会罚他的。
When we see little kids make mistakes, you are not going to punish him because you know that he doesn't know from good to bad.
如果亚当不知道善恶，神罚他，好像神都不如我们呢，不可以罚小孩子不懂事。
If Adam does not know from good from evil, would it make sense for God to punish him? It doesn't seem very right.
在法庭上要定一个人罪，第一件事情他必须要是清醒的。
In the court of law, if you have to pronounce someone, to be
guilty.
You have to have evidence.
亚当当年他被试探的时候是喝醉了，没有啊，他很清醒的。
Was Adam drunk when he was tempted?
第二，亚当的智力是相当厉害的。
The answer was no. And we also know that Adam was very smart.
他并不是不知道对错善恶。
I don't believe that he doesn't know the difference between good or evil.
他的智商高到一个地步，他看到一个野兽就这个叫狮子啊，那个叫老虎。
He's very smart. He was able to call out all the animals and give its name.
当我有第一个孩子，想半天了，想了一个礼拜才想说，哎呀，给他叫心仪。
When it comes to me, it took me a whole week before I can come up with a name for my own child.
不知道你没有给孩子取过名，真的很难取的。
I don't know if you have ever tried to name your children.
你如果看到那个东西就叫他老虎、狮子、长颈鹿，这个太厉害了。
If you can see an animal and call out its name, that this is a tiger, this is a different name of animal, you must be pretty good.
所以亚当是智商很高的。
So we know that Adam has very high intelligence.
他并不是不知道善恶。
I don't believe that he doesn't know the difference between good and evil.
第三，他是自由的。
And thirdly, that Adam has all the freedom.
他可以选择要，可以选择不要。
He could choose to do it, and he could choose to not do it.
在这三个条件之下，法庭会定他有罪的。
And under these three advantages that he has in the court of the law, he will be pronounced guilty.
亚当满足了这三个条件。
Because under the three circumstances, Adam has committed all the
incorrect. 所以神判我亚当是有罪的，是绝对成立的。
So when God pronounced Adam to be guilty, he is right.
亚当要为他自己的行为负责。
Adam has to be responsible for his own action.
那我们就要问一个问题。
So we have a question.
是不知道善恶，或者他不明白神。
Does he know the difference between good and evil, or does he not know God?
那么知道善恶是什么意思？
What does it mean to know good from evil?
分别善恶树上的果子，神说什么呢？蛇说什么呢？
What does the snake say when he's trying to describe the fruit of good and evil?
他告诉亚当，夏娃，你吃的日子眼睛会亮了。
The snake told Adam that the day that you take the fruit, your eyes will be open.
结果真的亮了。
And in reality, that his eyes was open.
所以你要记得吗？蛇好像没有骗他。
So you have to kind of remember, it doesn't seem like the snake had lied to Adam.
你吃的日子眼睛会亮，恶人的眼睛就明亮了，对不对？
The day that you take this fruit, your eyes will be open, and his eyes was open.
撒旦说，你变如神，好像神一样，能够知道善恶。
Specifically, Satan said that you are going to be like God, where you can know good from evil.
啊，这件事情呢，他就不如上帝了，他就知道自己是赤身露体的。
And from this, after he's taken the fruit, he wasn't exactly like God. All he realized, discovered was that he was naked.
我最后神这样说。
And at the end, this is what God said.
耶和华神说，那人已经与我们相似，能知道善恶。
But what what God said was that that man is like us, who can tell, who knows the difference between good and evil.
下面上帝阻止要当去吃生命树的果子，使他永远活着。
And afterwards, you see that God has protected the tree of everlasting life from Adam because he didn't want him to have it.
这个是神的慈爱啊。
This is the mercy of God.
想想你和我永远不死啊，都是这个死人样子，很痛苦的。
Think about that. If you and I never die, how terrible would that be?
啊，我们这个世界这样邪恶，我苦死我们了，不会死的，我告诉你。
We live in the world of full of evil. If you don't die from it, it's what a suffering has to be.
是恩典慈爱来的。
But don't you think that this is God's grace?
啊，当然，以后我们信耶稣得永生，那是另外一种啊，和这个不一样了。
Of course, this is very different from in the future that when we have everlasting life, that is different from here.
现在我们要解释，如神能知道善恶是什么意思。
So next we want to explore that. What does it mean that it will be like God, who knows good from evil?
撒旦引诱人的方法，他不会叫你直接去违抗神的命令。
The way that the Satan cheats, trying to tempt a human being is that it's not telling you to directly disobey God.
绕了一圈，表面上好像是为你着想啦。 你都不知道善恶，你吃啦，你就能够像神一样知道了吗？吃啦，好像是很好。
From the surface, it seems like Satan was looking out for Adam and trying to circumvent the situation and help him.
现今我们一样都会面对撒旦的引诱，而且撒旦总是告诉你，哎呀，是好的啦，这是至终是灾难来的，所以不要受误诱惑。
In our lives, this is the same way that Satan will try to tempt us to tell us that something is good when in reality it is bad.
记得，我们的好处不在神以外。Remember
that all of our portion is in the Lord.
那分别善恶的意思是，你能制定什么是对，什么是错，什么是善，什么是恶，这是道德的范围。
The knowledge of good and evil is not to distinguish between good and bad, but rather that you can decide which is good, which is bad. And that's in the sense of our morale.
如神能的意思，你就能够像神一样，神用他的标准，绝对的标准来定这是善，这是恶。亚当可以不被按神的标准来制定善和恶。
In other words, Adam could be given the authority to decide what is good and what is bad independent of God's perspective.
你吃了，你就可以按你自己的标准来定，这个才是善，这个是恶，不必按神的标准。If
you take the fruit, you will have the power to decide what is good and what is bad.
当你用不同的角度看东西，突然之间眼睛就会亮起来，有没有？
And when you have that new perspective, if you could understand why the Bible says that his eyes was open.
你看那些画卡通片的啊，它有一个新的亮光的时候，它总会画一盏灯，叮。Remember
that see watching a cartoon describing open eyes isn't using a light bulb.
所以有些时候你不知道怎么办，突然间想通了，啊，通了，好像亮起来了。
It's just like sometimes you're stuck with something, and all of a sudden the answer came to you. It's like a light bulb being turned on.
所以亚当夏娃吃了以后，用不同的角度看这个世界，看夏娃，他角度一不一样，他眼睛一亮，哎呦，你侧身入体，没有看到好的，看到不好了。
So from Adam's perspective, when he taken the fruit, his eyes was open. He was able to look at things from a different perspective, and first thing that he saw was something was bad.
所以这个故事我就不解释，你们都知道，以马忤斯他们开始不认识耶稣，等到啊认出耶稣了，耶稣也不见了。
But just like when Thomas was not able to.
以马忤斯那个故事，那个两个门徒了。
After Jesus was put in the stone, the two disciples went on the road. And they could not recognize that Jesus was amongst them until later that their eyes was open and they could recognize.
Yeah. 神看一切都是好的。
God sees everything is good.
造了人以后说神好。
After God has created man, He said it is good.
当人用自己的标准来看的时候，他看到的是赤身露体，看到的是羞耻。
But when we did not look at from God's perspective, the first thing that the human sees is that this is something bad.
如果你继续看创世纪下面呢，就很多我，这就是人类开始自我中心的开始。
And from that perspective, if you continue to read the passage, you'll find that there are many passages I. This is the beginning of the self-centered, of seeing everything from myself, from my perspective.
当神说要照神的形象，神的样式造人的时候，人就有神的公义、仁爱、喜乐、平安等等。
When God created us in His image, we also have everything that God has: His righteousness, His peace, His love, His kindness.
所以因此我们有这些的。
So that you know that we already possess these qualities.
现在问题是我们怎样去制定这些东西的标准。
The problem is that when we know that we have these qualities, how do we evaluate? What is the standard?
当我以我来定什么是公义、仁爱、和平、公平，那我来定的话呢，大概你不是很服的啦。
If I am the one who is deciding what is righteous, what is kindness, what is love, then I'm sure that you all have problem with what I have determined to be.
每个人都有自己的标准吗？
Because everyone has their own standard.
我们定出来的标准一定会冲突。
And whatever standard that we have, there is a high chance of a conflict because everybody's standard is different.
然后最近了，这个世纪哦，就开始你听到有人说没有对错啦，只是角度问题解析不同啦，不要吵了，没有对和错的。
In the recent history of man, you hear a lot of saying about that there are no absolute right or absolute wrong. It's all about perspective and angle.
这是有原因的。
That there is a reason that why there are a lot of ideas about there are no absolutes.
是从科学的原理不断的被推翻，原本认为是很绝对的，现在被推翻了。
As you know that there are many scientific findings that continue to change because human has discovered something that's newer.
当年牛顿的定律当作金科玉律，结果被爱因斯坦推翻了。
In the past, when the law of Newton was the absolute.In the recent years, you know that Einstein's new finding has quite challenged Newton's understanding.
Turned over that theory.
Yeah.
那么科学的知识普遍认为是绝对的答案来的。
Most of the people thought that the scientific finding must be an absolute.
哲学家开始认为绝对的定律，因为新的发现可以推翻。那么这个世界上。不会有绝对的事和绝对的道德可以被推翻的。
Many philosophers felt that what is something that's supposed to be absolute can be turned over by something new. That's something new. Then it must be that there are no absolutes.
最代表的就是德国的哲学家。
And the most prominent.Of this philosophy is a man that is born of a German descent.
他说世界上没有绝对的事。
He said that there are no absolute truth.
所以在那个大会当中，他讲完了以后，有一个另外一个哲学家问他说：“你认为世界上没有绝对的事吗？”
Another philosopher asked him in one of the meetings, said that, "Do you really believe that there are no absolute truth?"
这个哲学家说没有，绝对没有。
And this philosopher, the German descent philosopher, said that there are no absolute truth.
那个哲学家继续问他，你绝对相信这个世界上没有绝对的事？
Then he asked, "Are you absolutely sure that there are no absolute truth?"
他说我绝对相信这个世界上没有绝对的事。
And his response, I absolutely believe that there are no absolute truths.
所以 到底有还是没有?
So you judge this, are there absolute or there are no absolute?
后来他知道他讲错话了。
And later on he discovered that he's made a mistake.
他做了一个弥补。
So he had came up with a reason or an excuse.
没有绝对的事。
That there are no absolute truths.
只有我讲的那件事是绝对的。
That is absolutely true. So do you think that this is true or not? When you try to mix science with moral, it is not an apple to apple comparison.
从绝对的道德价值观到没有绝对的道德价值观，就出现混乱。When
you have an absolute truth and moral, and when you're trying to decide that when there's two conflict ideas of an absolute truth and moral, and there is the opposite side is that there is no absolute in moral, this creates confusion.
太厉害了。结果，很多截然不同的价值观一直出现了。
So this is where you find that there are a lot of different values showed up in our society.
当相对的价值观出现的时候，我们却用绝对的精神去坚持这是绝对的，一定冲突。
So when there are multiple values, but you in the spirit of there are must be absolute, and you use this attitude to judge all the different values, of course conflicts will happen. I'm not saying that you are right or you are wrong.
中国说，这美国要中国说，哎，你派你的国防部长跟我的国防部长谈呢、啊。中国说，哎呀，不合理啦。 我的国防部长都被你制裁了，他去跟你的国防部长谈了，是不对等的。美国说那是两回事，可以谈的，两个不同的价值观了，这个不会有好结果的，所以结果也没有谈好了。When
the defense secretary of China said that when American invited the defense secretary to have a meeting with them, the Chinese defense secretary said that, but we are not on equal footing since yes. You have already placed tariffs. So therefore, this is not an equal discussion.
所以人类开始了自我为中心的历史。
So human is the one who started with a self-centered view.
我们就开始了混乱和冲突、痛苦、战争的历史。
And because of the self-centered view, that we began the chapter of war, conflict, and other problems.
每个人都为自己的利益来争取好处。
Everyone is looking out for their best interest.
你为我自我的中心，我不会服。 你所定的善恶，你也不会服我所定的。
Because where we come from is from a self-center, based on self-center, so that of course I'm not going to
agree
with you.
我们对时间、重量、尺寸没有打仗过的。
When it comes to time, weight, and length, there was never a conflict there.
因为你的一尺这么长，哎，我们有一个共同的标准在那边去量一量，去比比，哦，一样啊，大家都一样。重量，哎，不要超，不要超，我们有一个共同的标准在那边去那边量一量，哎，一样。我们用一个共同的标准，我们就不会吵架。Because
we have the same standard in weight and length, it doesn't matter what you believe 1 foot to be, as long as we compare it according to the standard, you will find that there is no conflict.
全世界从来没有为重量尺寸打仗的。
You never see that anywhere that they fight, the conflict came from length, or the belief of length and weight.
会为利益、为权力, 为自己的理想或者所 建立起来的价值观会打仗的。
But there are many conflicts when it comes to our value that's based on self-interest, based on the benefits for ourselves.
当我们没有绝对的标准，
when we don't have an absolute truth,
然后我们定下的标准，我们把它当作是最高最绝对的标准。
And what each one of us has decided to be the standard, we treat that as the absolute standard.
我们就不可能会有和谐。
And that's impossible that we will, that it will be impossible we'll be free of conflict.
你讲利益，如果你要讲利益，
when you are thinking about interest,
你有你的利益的考量，我有我的利益的考量。
That you have your perspective and I have my perspective of what is a good interest for myself.
最后就看谁的拳头大，谁就赢了。
Then at the end, it depends on who has more power.
不是你定的好不好。
It's not that whether your standard is better than mine.
所以分别制定有关于三个道德的标准，对于我们这些受造的相对的人，我们是不可能定出绝对的标准。
So you do given.Human ability to decide what is the good standard, whether it's moral or not, then the result will never be good.
神让人管理宇宙，揭开宇宙的知识。
God has given man the power, the responsibility to manage the world.
只有一样东西不给我们。
There's only one thing that God did not give us.
也是我们没办法处理的。
And it's also something that we cannot do well.
事实上也证明亚当根本没办法处理。
And in history, that we can see that Adam did not do this well.
当神不用神的标准来看一切，结果世界就乱了。
When we do not utilize, do not use God's standard, and we come up with our own standard, you see how messy the world is.
所以神不让我们吃分别善恶的果子。
That's why God did not want us to have the fruit of good and evil.
并不是我们根本不懂得分辨左右，不懂得善恶的对错，不是。
It's not so much that we don't know the difference between good and evil.
而是神不允许我们用我们来定，神说让他定，他才是绝对的道德标准。
It is that God does not want us to have the ability to decide what is good and evil because only God has the same.
所以神说你不可以吃那个果子。
So that's why God says do not take the fruit.
其他的你都可以吃。
You can eat any other fruit.
蛇为什么不引诱他们吃生命树的果子？吃了永远活着。
Why does the snake not tempt Adam to take the fruit of everlasting life?
所以撒旦来就是要毁坏、破坏、要杀害、杀戮，让我们痛苦的。
So Satan's job is to kill, destroy, and bring pain in our life.
这样叫我们的始祖，不是我们的始祖去吃分别善恶的果子。
So that's why.Satan has decided to tempt our ancestor Adam to take the fruit of good and evil.
神看是好的，亚当夏娃看的是羞耻的。
Because God sees everything good, but the first thing that Adam sees after he takes the fruit of good and evil is that it is bad.
然后第二代亚当的孩子就冲突了。
And you can see that the conflict was rampant in the second generation of Adam.
啊，神，看重，这个，不看重该隐，那么该隐就生气了。
God did not like Cain's sacrifice, and Cain in turn was mad.
所以神对他说：“你为什么发怒？如果你做得好，你会蒙悦纳的。
”God asked Cain that, "Why are you angry? If you did correctly, your sacrifice will be accepted."
但是该隐听不进去这种话。
But Cain cannot take it.
他的妒忌愤怒把他的兄弟亚伯杀了。
Out of anger and jealousy, he has killed his brother.
认为自己的观点是最对，自己是最好的。
Because he believes that his standard, his perspective is correct, is right.
所以神提出忠告。
So that's why God said this.
不让亚当夏娃吃分别善恶的果子。
So God judged correctly, which is not to allow humans to take the fruit of good and evil.
神不勉强人。
God will never force something on people.
因为爱的基础是自由。
Because the base of love is freedom.
如果我拿做机关枪子做Vicky, 你一定要嫁给我，她不得已嫁给我。
If I point a gun at my wife, Vicky said that you have to marry me, that is certainly not love.
这样的婚姻是没有价值的。
And there's no value in this kind of marriage.
当 Vicky 知道我这个人以后，她愿意娶我，那个是真的爱。
But when Vicky finds out that I'm this kind of person, she still wants to marry me, that is, must be true love.
有自由才是真的爱，才有价值的。
Love without freedom is not true. It's not
value.
So God let Adam and Eve to make a choice.
虽然选错了。
Even though they made a mistake.
上帝赶快阻止悲剧继续更可怕的演化。
God protected them from continuing their mistake.
所以要他们出去。
So they want, that's why God kicked them out from the Garden of Eden.
不让他们吃生命树的果子。
God will not let them continue this mistake by taking the fruit of everlasting life.
感谢主他们没吃。
Thank God that they did not take the fruit.
不然以后我今天这很痛苦的。
Otherwise, our pain will increase because we will never die.
亚当希望用自己的标准像神一样定善恶。
Adam wants to be like God, where he can create his own standard.
所以你看，我们人类的历史，我们定出很多的文化、道德、伦理。我们都遇到瓶颈啊。
So we have in all of our culture, in our standards of culture and experience, we have had this bottleneck.
当我们讲要效忠、要孝顺，结果中国历史就出现愚忠愚孝嘛。
When we said that we have to be respectful of our elder, in our history, we've encountered people who do this foolishly.
Yeah. 那么西方国家，美国，我们开始以伦理这个基督教的伦理来开始建立。但是因为我们离开了信仰，结果我们离开了绝对的标准，就出现很多偏差。你看我们在美国讲自由，其实是任意妄为了。我什么都可以做，我要做什么都可以做，那不叫自由啊。
In our Western culture is based on a lot of Christian value, but when we leave from God, when we did not follow God's standard, it creates a lot of problems. And when we do whatever that we want, it causes a lot of issues.
神有没有自由？
Is there freedom in believing in God?
有啊。
Of course there is.
但是你知道神有一些东西没有自由的。
But you know that there are something that God will not allow people to freely choose.
No, 神说我不会说谎，我也不会说谎，所以他没有自由说谎的。我们就很自由说谎的。
God said that I will not lie, so He does not have a freedom to lie, but we do.
我们会失信，不守信用。
Sometimes we're faithless. We will not commit to what we say.
神不会失信。
But the Bible says that God is faithful.
他没有这种自由说谎，没有这种自由是。
God does not.
是他不能啊，是他不要。
God does not have the freedom to lie or to be not faithful. It's not that He doesn't have the power to do so. He just chose He's not going to.
基督徒可以不可以赌博？总是人家问我，哎呀，我们都一起join啊，一起啊。
Can a Christian gamble? Many people ask me.
不是我们不能，是我们不要。
It's not that we
don't do.
It's not that we can't. It's that we choose not to.
所以爱的情况之下，不是我不能，而是不要这样做。
from the foundation of love, it's not that I'm being restricted to, but rather that I choose to.
所以在这里很多东西都偏了，讲到权力，讲到创意，讲到称赞，很多都偏了。
And because our standard is not God's standard, there are many things that we do that are incorrect. How we praise people, how we love people.
所以我们各自建立自己的价值观，我们一定冲突。
So that if you and I have different values, of course, conflicts will come about.
所以有一些价值观是我们的文化传给我们的。
There are some of the value came from our culture and generation.
有一些是我们的经历造成的。
Some came from our experience.
我们看电影，有胡须的都是坏人，因为我们看到有胡须的都是坏人。
For example, if we see in a movie that all the bad guys have mustache, then we may have the conclusion that everyone who has mustache must be a bad person.
你的成长过程总是被人欺负，你看到人家一靠近，你觉得他要欺负你了，这是你的建立起来的价值观。If
you grew up being bullied, then when you become an adult, you might find that you are afraid of being close with anyone.
你长大了以后，总是有人来，哎，你有空吗？我请你喝茶。每次喝完茶了以后，总是叫你买东西。后来有人约你吃喝茶，这个又来了，吓死了。
If you have friends who want to spend time with you, but the end, this friend always demands you buy something. The next time, a different friend invites you out, you might find that you do not want to participate in this activity based on your experience.
当然有一些时候是对的，有一些时候不是。可能他要请你来教会聚会啊，你以为他要卖你产品。
Sometimes this is applied incorrectly. That if you may be invited to church and you think that this person must wants to sell me something or take advantage of me.
各自每一个人。 都建立了自己的价值观，自己的文化，所以为什么结婚之前呢，要有婚前辅导？
So as you can see that every one of us have created our own value based on our past experience or what's being passed down from the generation, and that's why it's important that before we get married, we need to have premarital counseling.
那些人发明那个名称很好，火星和土星要结婚的，这个会打仗的，会撞的。
It's interesting to know that they say men are from Mars and then women are from Venus because they are opposite.
所以辅导了以后呢，就安全一点点。
After the premarital counseling, you might see that your marriage it could be improved a little.
每个人都认为自己的标准最好最对。
Because everyone believes that my standard is the best.
在婚姻里面，在家庭里面，在教会里面， whether 我们一定冲突。
Whether it is in marriage, in family, in church, we will have conflict.
为了政治的观点啊，价值观，我们会吵架，或有些人会先坐直了。我知道有一些人，他们一谈政治，先坐直。
And then there are a lot of political conflicts, so much so that some people may flip the table when they disagree in political views.
我知道先坐直的人，他是很绝对相信他的价值观是非常对的。I
think that the person who flips the table must believe that their political view is an absolute.
有一些宗教 一定要杀死不是他宗教的人，因为他很相信他的宗教是很真的，非杀死你们不可的。There
are some religions that believe that anyone who does not belong to their religion should die, and it must be because they believe that their religion is absolutely correct.
所以不同的宗教结婚冲突非常大。So
you can see that why people in different faith, when they get married, they will have a lot of conflict.
或两个都不是很认真的信徒，冲突不大的。
either party is not a very serious believer, then you won't see a lot of conflict.
一个很虔诚的佛教徒，一个很虔诚的基督教徒。
If you have a very devoted Christian and a very devoted Buddhist being married, you will find serious conflict.
所以圣经说信而不信的不要在一起啊。
That's why the Bible says that the believer should not be married with non-believer.
会很大冲突。Because
it creates serious conflict.
所以当我们离开了神，我们当然是死亡了。
So when we, you know that when we leave, when we are without God, surely we're dead.
所以我们基督徒，我们必须要很有把握，耶稣是唯一绝对的答案。
As a Christian, you need to firmly believe that Jesus has all the answer.
你一定要很认真地对待你的信仰。
And you have to treat your belief very seriously.
怎么靠着上帝给我们的标准，建立我们的婚姻，教导我们的孩子。
And through God, through the standard that God has given to us, we should follow it to build our marriage and build and teach our children.
所以唯一扭转这个局势的，就是回到神绝对的标准。
The only way that you can change the problem that we're facing now is that we return to God.
为了要跟 Vicky 不一样，我说归回神，本来就是悔改了。I'm picking
a point with my wife, but even that we compromise that it's the end result is that we have to return to God.
我们的出路是什么？
So what is our escape path?
圣经有给我们答案的。The
Bible has given us this answer.
圣经说：“世人啊，耶和华已指示你何为善，他向你要的是什么呢？”
The Bible says that God has already shown us what is good. So what does He want from you?
行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
It is to act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with God.
这样的事情只是要求基督徒吗？
Is this the requirement for Christian only?
圣经说世人就不是基督徒而已。
The Bible says that it's people, so that includes both Christian and non-Christian.
适合所有的人吗？
Does this work for all the people?
Yeah,
for everyone?
是世人。
It says the mortal, which includes everyone. Why is this a good blueprint for everyone?
行公义是我神要我们行公义，我们要对人有公义公平啊。
So act justly means that we have to treat people with justice.
或刚刚好相反，我们要人对我们公平一点。
But we often act opposite, which is we demand other people treat us rightly. We cannot handle that when other people do not treat us right. Even the little children understand this principle. Even the children know this, that if you pass out treats to 2 out of 5 kids, the other kids who did not receive it will surely complain.
昨天有一个家长，一个牧师问我，他的孙啊，他的孩子有3个孩子，他3个孙，买礼物一定要买3个，不信小，不能买3个，为什么你只买一个？
A friend of mine asked me this, that when I buy gifts for all of my grandkids, I have to buy it for all of them.
他说我只买一个呢，另外两个吵得要死。
And he said that because if you only buy one, and the other two is going to be mad.
孩子很小，也很懂得公义和公平的。
Even little children understand what it means to be treated fairly and to be treated right. You don't have to teach them.
那你知道你为什么很喜欢追看续剧啊？那个，105季啊，什么追到最后一季啊？为什么？
you know why that you like to watch drama and you won't stop until that you have finished last episode?
因为你要知道结局。
Because you want to know the ending.
你要知道到底有没有公义。
You want to see that whether the ending fulfills the justice.
你看到坏人说谎，哎呀，这个有公义，很满意。
When you see that the evil doer has received the punishment, you think that this is very satisfying.
如果最后最近的戏都是好人死了，你就很难过。
And if all the dramas depict that the good people are dead at the end, then it must be very bad.
觉得没有公义啊。
And you feel that there's no righteousness.
人每一个人都有这种的。
Everyone wants righteousness.
所以我们是照神的形象造的。
Because we are made in the image of God.
我们是自然就有这种公义的。
So we were born to pursue righteousness.
但是当我们用自己的标准来定的时候，后果世界就不和平了。
But when we use our own standard to decide what is just, then the result is bad. It's
full conflict. 所以人类没有和平。
So that's why there is no peace.
我们要按神的公义而行。
We have to act justly.
神的怜悯。
And to love God's mercy.
当然不法的事增多，我们现在爱心就冷淡了。
But of course, we know that there are a lot of unrighteous things happening in this world, and it causes your heart to grow cold.
我们都在怜悯和冷血之间在征战。
And we are fighting between being merciful and being cruel.
特别你在中国要很小心啊。
Especially that if you are in China, you have to be mindful.
老人跌倒，你不要去扶他哦。
If you see an elderly fall down, don't necessarily go help this person.
就有一个人扶了他，要被法庭罚款，罚了几百万。
I saw a story that someone tried to help an elderly up and ended up he lost in a lawsuit and had to lose millions.
从此，全中国人知道这件消息，看到老人跌倒，哦，怎么办？
Since then, I see a lot of people who does not want to help an elderly because of such unjust ending.
后来当然很多人去批评那个法官了。
Of course, many people then complain that the judge is not right.
那法官判也是因为那个律师很厉害讲话嘛。
But the reason that the judge made such judgments because that person, an elderly person, has a very good lawyer.
我教会里面就有一个做律师的，做到最后说，牧师，我不做律师。我宁愿去图书馆做图书馆管理员，他拿 master degree 了。
I have a friend who used to come to our church and was an attorney. He said that I'd rather become a librarian than continue my career.
他说明明都是他错了，要我上法庭理正气壮，说他没有罪。他说我说不出了，我就不适合做这一行。
He said that it's because in the court of law, often he sees unjust things happen.
要存谦卑的心是很不容易的。
And to walk humbly with God is difficult.
骄傲是很容易，不用锻炼的，就自动会骄傲的。
And everyone born with pride, you don't need to be trained to be good at it.
谦卑是要锻炼的。
But to be humble, that requires training.
我当你锻炼到一个地步，你告诉人。我最近相当谦卑。
When you practice a lot, you might say to another person quite proudly saying that I have been pretty humble recently.
结果立刻就没有了。对，谦卑是很难的了。
You know that it's very difficult to be humble.
然后要以神同行。
And to walk with God. It's not difficult.
和哪一位神？
And which God shall we walk?
三位一体的神。我们要相信这是唯一的神。
We have to believe that this is the only true God.
今天他是主啊，他是唯一的啊。那首歌刚才唱的很好吗？他就是主，基督。
That he is.
他就是
Jesus Christ. He is Jesus Christ.
所以我们要接受救恩，我们要有新的生命。
So when we receive salvation, we need to have a new life as well.
冲突虽然是必然，但是可以避免。
Even though conflict conflict must happen, but we can avoid it.
出路是需要按照神的标准来行。
How we can avoid it is that we have to act according to God's
standard. 所以我们信主了以后就有圣灵的果子。
So when we believe in Jesus, we have the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
当有仇恨的地方，如果我们有圣灵的果子，我们有慈爱、有忍耐、有恩慈、有良善，大概这个仇恨的地方就会淡化了。
if we encounter hatred and problems, when we have the fruit of the Spirit, it helps us to overcome it.
当有苦难的地方，我们要忍耐，我们要喜乐，我们要温柔，等等，我们就不会再觉得是苦难。
When we have suffering, we need to learn how to long. We need to have long suffering. We need to have joy, and we need to have kindness.
所以成长不是单单知道，而是活出来。
So growth does not come from just knowing how to, but the fact that we have to live it.
所以面对冲突的时候，我们要温柔，我们要恩慈，我们要忍耐。
So when we encounter conflict, we need to have long suffering, we need to be kind, we need to have grace.
我们能够面对，因为我们有圣灵的果子。
We can face it because we have the fruit of the Spirit.
圣经有最准确的答案。
The Bible has the answer, the absolute answer.
好像婚姻。
For example, in our marriage.
公信，共同的信仰不立，互信不会生。
If we do not have the same faith, then we will not have a close relationship with each other.
共同的信仰建立了，互相信任就会生。
That if we have the same faith, then our relationship will be close.
这个三角形，上帝在上面，左边是丈夫，右边是妻子。
In the triangle, you can see that God is the head, and on the left and right is the wife and the husband.
开始我们的距离很远。
In the beginning, that we may be very far apart.
怎么样让这个关系越来越近呢？
How do we have a close relationship in the marriage?
如果丈夫很靠近神，妻子不靠近神，距离还是很远的。
If the husband is close to God, but the wife is not close to God, then the distance still could be far.
妻子很靠近神，丈夫一动也不动，他的距离还是很远的。
And vice versa.
所以如果两个人都一起靠近神，他们的距离就近了。
But when you have both husband and wife are close to God, then you will see that their relationship and distance will be shorter.
所以圣经有所有最好的答案。
So as you can see that the Bible has all the best answers.
人以为以自己的标准来治理世界，到现在为止没有成功，而且越来越糟啊。
Every man wants to use their standard to control the world, but until now, that it's not only that we're not successful, we have made it worse.
这个世界没有出路。
And this world has no escape.
这个已经是时代的死路了。
This is a dead end for this generation.
所有的文化道德不在绝对的真理标准之下，它一定会畸形的发展。
All of our culture and our moral, if we do not, we do not follow the standard of the absolute truth of God, then it will grow, ceasing. abnormal, abnormal.
Yes. 那这个太厉害了。感谢主。所以腓立比书说，我们要以基督的心为心，成为我们的标准。
In the book of Philippians, it says that we should have Christ's heart.
就是上帝的标准成为我们的标准。
Which is to have God's standard to be our standard.
所以启示录告诉我们，天使拿着金为子杖尺，他去量。
So in the book of Revelation, it says that the angel used a gold sash as a ruler.
所以天上有绝对的标准。
So you can see that in the heaven, there are absolute standards.
我们要用那个标准来量一量我们的生活，我们的价值，我们到底对不对。
We have to use the Bible standard, God's standard, to measure against whether we are living according to it.
唯一的出路就是回转，接受主的标准。
Our only path is to return and to accept God's standard.
神是唯一，不可以争辩，唯一标准的善恶。
God is the undisputable standard of good and evil.
我们人际、公司、家庭、教会起冲突的可能，
And when we do that, then the chances of having conflict in our relationship, in our family, in our work, would be greatly minimized.
Thank you,
Helen. Thank you, Pastor.
翻译得很好。
Let's pray together.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
因为你有数不尽的恩赐。
Because you have unlimited mercy.
感谢你的慈爱。
Thank you for your kindness.
在我们没有出路，你给我们一条活路。
When we have no path, you have given us the path of life.
让我们紧紧地跟随。
Let us follow you closely.
赐福我们每一位亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
For every brother and sisters.
让我们在你面前蒙恩。
We receive your mercy.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.